Good morning, everyone. Welcome to church. Now, we have two things to do. First of all, Peter has told me that it's his brother Caleb's birthday today, and he's two. And this is a dangerous thing to do, isn't it? Because I'm sure it'll be birthday every Sunday from now to Christmas. But because Peter has asked me to wish him a happy birthday, I better do that, will I? Do you want to come up here and do it yourself? Come on, you boy. All right. All right. Now you say, whose birthday is it?
Caleb's birthday.
And what do you want to? What do you want to say? Happy.
Happy birthday.
Oh dear me. All right. From now on, that's going to cost a tenner. All right. All right. What? Oh, sorry. That was Michael. Why am I calling you Peter? Sorry. All right. I want to read Psalm number 100 to you just before we start our service, because it is our Children's Day, but it's also the Lord's Day. In fact, every day is the Lord's Day, but this is a day when we set aside from the normal mundane business of life, and we want to exalt and honour our Saviour Jesus Christ, and we want to worship Him. And I want to read to you Psalm number 100 before we go any further. And here's what the psalmist said in 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. I think we'll hear a wee bit of joyful noise unto the Lord today, won't we? That's what we're looking forward to. And it says, all ye lands, so everywhere, right around the world, God wants us to make a joyful noise. And anything is better than Brexit. And if I want to tell you, I'm looking forward to hearing the joyful noise of children singing to the Lord. And also he says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. And he encourages us and he invites us to come into his house and to this place where we might sing to him with gladness and with joy. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. And then as he goes on, he says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Let's bow for a wee moment of prayer, please, before we go any further. Our Father, we pray as we gather into this house, that as we listen to the children, we'll thank God for children. We'll thank you, Lord, for the blessing and the gift that they are to us, each one, and especially to the church and to the Church of Jesus Christ. We bless you, Lord, for health and strength to fill our lungs with air and to fill our hearts with praise. We thank you for the many blessings of parents. We thank you for parents who have a godly desire to bring their children up to know and love the Lord. And so, Lord, we come with thanksgiving today. And, O God, as we seek to make a joyful noise, we pray that God will hear from heaven and that there'll be blessing will fill our hearts. And praise will fill heaven, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to get you to stand and sing, Jesus' love is very wonderful. So high you can't get over it, so low you can't get under it. We'll stand and sing together, please.
Thank you.
the church's number, quite a number of organisations. We have the BB, the GB, we've also got Youth Club and Youth Fellowship. You'll hear more from the youth tonight. But we've also got Stepping Stone, Tiny Steps, and then there's Little Lambs that meets on the Wednesday. But Tiny Steps, led by Samuel Carson, they're going to come now, and I'm sure they're going to bring a smile or two to our face. Come on ahead, Samuel, and let the little ones come along first of all. Thank you so much, and we look forward to what the Lord will say to us through them. Thank you. All right, Michael. Hello, Emmy. Hello.
Good morning, everyone. So, we're the Tiny Steps, and I know you guys know how precious these boys and girls are. But do you know how smart they are? Well, one of the favourite parts of Tiny Steps every week is a quiz that we do, and it never ceases to amaze us some of the answers we get back. And this was an answer we were particularly impressed with from the boys and girls, and we're just going to demonstrate that now. Boys and girls, can you tell the whole church here what sin is?
Sin is what we think. What we say, what we do to break God's law.
Sin is what we think, what we say, and what we do to break God's law. And the boys and girls are now going to give just a short message from Scripture and in song as God's response to that sin as it relates to children.
Bible says in Proverbs chapter 22, this: train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
Well done.
Judith and Stepping Stones to come along, and they're going to bring their little program to us just now. Thank you very much, Judith, and we trust that God will bless you. Come on ahead, children, and come on ahead, folks. Thank you. Am I too warm?
Thank you. Well, with lots of clues as to our theme this year, the rainbows round the church. So, boys and girls, what's our theme this year in Stepping Stones?
God being faithful.
Good. God is faithful to us. Brilliant. God is faithful. So, what does it mean that God is faithful? Does anybody remember what it means that God is faithful? Good.
Trustworthy.
He's trustworthy. Brilliant. Anything else that it means? Eva, I'll tell Rachel there.
He keeps his promises.
He always keeps his promises. And what were you going to say?
Tells the truth.
He tells the truth. Brilliant. And we have a video now about the Word of God and how it is right and true.
I'm reading a post on Facebook. It says that Rachel has moved to Spain, but she's here. Isn't that crazy? I read so much on social media that's just not true. It's not like the Bible. Science and history shows that every word of the Bible is true. As our first memory verse this year reminds us in Psalm 33 verse 4, "For the word of the Lord is right and true, he is faithful in all he does." So we can believe the Lord, believe the Bible as it's true.
And Eva knows this verse too, don't you? So she's going to say this verse now.
The Bible says in Psalm 33 verse 4, "For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does."
And one of our songs this year reminds us of lots of the people who God was faithful to in the Bible, just like he's faithful to us. So can anybody give me any examples of who he was faithful to in our song? There, Lucy's going to tell us.
Noah.
Noah, brilliant. And Melody?
Moses.
Moses, good. Anybody else? Sophia?
Daniel.
Daniel, brilliant. So let's sing this song now, all through history.
Thank you.
This slide is of some of the people who God was faithful to, like Noah and Moses that we've been singing about in Daniel. But another way that God shows that he is faithful is that he is willing to forgive us. And Corey and Jamie, our brothers, and sometimes in our family it's difficult for us to forgive each other, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, it can be difficult. We hurt each other. But oh here, I'm not reminding how difficult it is. Well, let's see your video and we'll hear more about it.
Mine!
Mine! Give me it!
Corey, why are you fighting?
He ate my Kit Kat.
No, it was my Kit Kat.
Oh, are you so big? I bought that at the store.
But I did.
No, I did.
We must stop fighting and take it to each other, as it says in our next line, either.
Good, you forgive each other eventually, just like God forgives us when we ask him. So why do you think God forgives us? What does it show us that he...
He loves us.
Good girl, he loves us. Very good. And this next song is about God's love for us. Joshua, there's something that you really enjoy doing.
Swimming.
Say it again.
Swimming.
Good. Joshua loves swimming. And you've been to lots of swimming lessons so that you're a really good swimmer, haven't you?
Yes.
Good. Brilliant. And the Bible tells us that when we're careful and when we learn how to do things or are careful, that God will protect us. We don't need to fear. So here's a video about you swimming, isn't it? And Lucas helps too?
Yes.
Good.
Swimming, but I'm scared of things.
Don't worry, Joshua. God will protect you. As 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3 reminds us, the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen and protect you from the evil one.
And isn't it amazing? God's so faithful. And when we feel weak, God is always strong, like we've been singing today. He can do anything. And he can do everything, can't he? And Sophia has a song, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know. And it reminds us that in his love, little ones to him belong. And when we are weak, he is strong.
Come on, a wee bit closer.
God is faithful to us always. So we have some children and stepping stones that are leaving us this year, unfortunately, because they're P7 and they're going up to big school. So they're going to come out now. If you go round the other side. And they're going to tell us about going to big school.
In September next year, I'm going to Glengormley.
In September, I'm going to Abbey Community.
Next year, I'm going to Glengormley High.
In August, I'm going to Ballyclare High.
I'm excited to make the new friends.
I'm excited to meet new friends and new subjects.
I'm excited about new teachers.
I'm excited about new teachers.
I'm excited about the new subjects.
I'm nervous trying to find my way around the new school.
I'm nervous trying to find my way around new school and meet new friends.
I'm nervous to make new friends.
I'm nervous about getting lost.
I'm nervous about the teachers.
We are nervous about going to big school and all the difficult situations and temptations that we will face. But we know that God is faithful, and as one of our memory verses this year from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13 reminds us,
He will not let us be tempted beyond what we can bear, but instead He will provide a way out so that we can endure it.
For our five children who are leaving us this year, and we know it's not easy starting the big school, but there's lots of good things about big school too and all the new friends you'll meet, and we pray that you're able to get involved in Scripture Union and that big school's a good experience for you. But God will always be there with you and help you no matter what happens in our lives. And that's why, for our last song, we should never give up. So we're going to go down and sit down here. Well done, everybody. Did very well.
Thank you very much, boys and girls. I think you need to give them a boisterous round of applause. Thank you so much. We get something new every year, and we haven't been disappointed this year. It was absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much, and thank you for all the hard work that you put into it, Judith and Samuel and all the helpers and all the teachers. It's greatly appreciated, and I'm sure you parents appreciate it as well. And in a day whenever there's so much influence for evil and bad, it's good that they're getting a lot of influence for good. And they can't get anything better than God's word hidden in their hearts. Now, I know that Letitia is going to come now, and we want to just pray for Letitia for a wee moment, that God will help her as she brings the message to the boys and girls. Let's pray. Father, we pray for Letitia as she now comes to speak to the boys and girls. We pray that you'll use her and you'll give her help and freedom as she brings God's word to the boys and girls here today. We ask it in Christ's name and for his sake. Amen. Thank you, Letitia.
Well, weren't the boys and girls absolutely amazing this morning? Can we give them another round of applause? So good. So right before I get started into the story, Jem Ray is going to come up and read a verse for me. So thank you so much, Jem Ray.
The word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to joints and marrow, and is a discerner of thoughts and instincts of heart.
Brilliant. So much. So that verse is from Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. But before we get started, I have a question. I wonder, has any of the boys and girls, have you ever been somewhere where it's been really crowded? Hands up if you've ever been somewhere where there's a lot of people. Maybe there's a bit of pushing and shoving. A few people have been somewhere crowded. Well, in today's story, Jesus was sitting by himself, and then all of a sudden, there was loads of people. So big crowds of people came around him. So many people that he actually had to get into the boat, into the water, so that everyone could see him. Can you imagine being there? So he began to talk to them in something called parables. Has anyone heard of a parable before? Any of the boys and girls? Some of the older ones, maybe? Well, Jesus spoke to them in parables, and a parable is an earthly story, we've got some friends here too, with a heavenly meaning. But these stories revealed truth. So these stories revealed lots of truth, and that's why I wanted Jem to read from chapter 4, verse 12 of Hebrews, because it talks about how powerful God's word is. And you know, just because you're small, boys and girls, or the adults here, you're maybe thinking, God's not really for me. But you know what? We're going to hear from his word this morning. So if you would like God to speak to you, we're just going to take a moment and we're going to pray that God would do that. So adults, I'm asking you, could you pray for me this morning? Let's just take a moment to pray. Lord, thank you so much for your word. Thank you so much that it's living. Thank you that it's powerful. And I thank you so much that you want to speak to us today. You want to speak to all of us. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the boys and girls. In your name, amen. Okay, so let's get started into the parable that Jesus told this big crowd of people. So Jesus began with talking about a farmer, and we can see up in the pictures that this is the farmer or sower. Has anyone, boys and girls, this is a question for you, have any of you planted something before? Maybe you've done some gardening, maybe you've done something in school. A few people have planted things, so that's really good. Well, this farmer planted some seeds, but the seeds fell on different types of ground. So let's see if this works. There we go. Okay, so some of the seeds fell on a path, but birds came and ate them because birds really like to eat seeds. That's what they eat. So that was the first ground that the seed fell on. The second ground that the seed fell on was a really stony place. There wasn't much soil for these seeds to grow, but they sprang up really quickly. So when the sun came out, because they didn't have much soil, the sun scorched them and they wilted away. Some of the seeds fell amongst thorns, and when these plants grew, the thorns choked them out. But you know, some of the seeds fell on really good ground, and they grew to produce fruit or to grow up tall like these pictures. But the disciples asked Jesus a question. They said, "Why do you speak to everyone here with these types of stories? I don't know why you speak to them in parables." And Jesus explained, because this is a way for them to understand. And this is amazing that God wants us to understand. You know, he said the disciples were blessed because their eyes were opened and their ears were opened. And I wonder, boys and girls and adults, because this isn't time for you to switch off, I wonder, is your eyes opened and your ears open to what God has to say? So Jesus went on to explain the meaning of what he meant when these seeds fell on different ground. He talked about the first seed. He said the first seed that got ate by the birds represents anyone who hears the word of God, and it goes into their heart, but quickly the devil comes away and snatches that away from them. That's like the bird who ate the seed that fell on the path. The second seed in the story represents someone who hears the word of God and accepts it immediately and is so happy that they've got God, but it only lasts for a little while. Because soon when troubles and trials come in and hard times because of who they are, because they are now a Christian, they easily give up. And you know, boys and girls or adults, maybe you're feeling, I just am ready to give up. I'm not ready to do this whole Christian thing. Well, can I give you a verse that Paul said in Philippians 3:14, which I absolutely love. He says, "I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." So maybe you're feeling, boys and girls, at the minute, I just don't know what to do. Well, keep going, keep praying, because God wants to give you that strength. And even for you older ones, you might come up to some difficulties in secondary school, but don't give up, because God's going to keep with you. So what about the third seed? This is the seed that fell amongst the thorny weeds. This seed is like the person who receives the teaching that lets worries and even temptations like wealth, come in, and they don't produce any fruit. Now, if I just stopped here, then that wouldn't be very good news. But Jesus, remember, talked about the good seed. Now, the good seed reminds us of the person who accepts Jesus into their life. And this is the person that then goes for God and accepts what he has for them, despite maybe the difficulties that come along. And they produce fruit in their lives, and fruit can be seen. Now, I have a story for you boys and girls. Is anyone 8 or 9 here? I think, is that P4? Do we have any P4s? We have a few. Okay. Well, when I was 8, we had this Christian calendar in our house, and I don't know why we had it, but my mum and dad were both Christians, and they wanted to encourage us. So anyway, on this calendar, it said, "Go and tell someone the good news today." Now, I was only 8 or 9, I was P4, so I thought, I'm going to try and do that today. So I was sitting at lunchtime, I had my packed lunch, and I turned to my friend Kira, and I said, "Kira, have you heard the good news?" And Kira was like, "Oh, no, what is it?" And I said, "That Jesus died for you," and she just went, "Oh, right." So she wasn't expecting that type of good news, but I told her how to become a Christian. And the next day, Kira came to me and she says, "Letitia, remember what you told me to do?" I went and done it. Now, I was only 8, and that's not because of what I did, but God used me in that situation. So, you know, it doesn't matter that you're small or young. God wants to use you. So notice how the results are different, not because of the seed that was sown, but because of the soil that it landed on. Now, you're maybe thinking, "Letitia, right, I've heard the story of the God, or I've heard this parable story, that's interesting." But you're maybe wondering, what is the seed that is being planted? What even is the message that the seed has to give? Well, the message is this: But God's word tells us that we are all born in sin. And I think it was the tiny steps told us what sin is. Would they be able to do it again? It's things that we think, say, things that we do. Brilliant. Thank you so much. These things are the things that we do against God. And the Bible tells us that we all are born in sin. But you see, God was so loving and wanted to have a relationship with us. He didn't want us to be separated forever. So he sent his perfect son, Jesus. And we've heard about him this morning. You've maybe heard about him before. But Jesus was God's perfect son that he sent to die on a cross. And we can see a picture of a cross here for you and for me to take your punishment, because actually we deserve to be separated from God, but God didn't want that. So that's why he sent Jesus to die for you, so that if we ask him into our lives to forgive us from our sin, then that relationship is made whole and we will be a Christian and trusting in God. Do you know, God was so faithful to send his son Jesus, but he's so faithful in keeping his promises. Now, I'm about to talk about something that maybe hits a bit close to home, and it's something that I really feel like God wants me to say this morning. Something he's been highlighting to me is bullying. And I know that some people, maybe even in this congregation, have been bullied. Maybe some of the boys and girls are having a bit of a difficult time at school. And I've been definitely feeling this pain for some reason for people who are being bullied. And I just want to let you know that God isn't a bully. God's a big God who loves you, but he's not scary, and he's not going to make you do anything that you don't want to do. God is standing there with loving arms, arms open for you to come to him. So just, this is something to think about. I want to give you a promise that if you are being bullied, and it's a really difficult thing right now, that God says and promises in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, that I will never, ever leave you nor forsake you. So maybe you are going through this difficult time. Remember that God isn't going to leave you in it, and he will get you through it. So finally, just as I'm closing, I didn't want to keep this very long this morning. Let's think about the farmer who sowed the seed. Often the farmer in this story gets overlooked. But when I was thinking about this, it reminded me of how God is so faithful in sowing seeds, seeds of truth. And you have to ask yourself the question, do I know the truth? Have I got this seed planted in my heart? If you're a Christian boy or girl here today, or a Christian adult, you need to continually be sharing that message. And I'm calling it the seed message because it's like our story. You need to keep continually sharing that. And you know, not everyone's going to accept it when you share it with them. But does that mean that God just stops telling people the truth? He gets discouraged? No. He continually keeps on sending the message out to people. Because you know what? That's how much God loves everyone in this building. But you know, God's never going to make you do anything you don't want to do. And our God is so loving that he's not going to force you to believe in him. So think about that. It's kind of a bit of a deep thought. So if you're a Christian here today, continue sharing God's message. And it's been amazing to hear the boys and girls, through their verses, through their singing, sharing about God. So we're going to take a minute, and while you're taking a minute to think about what's been said, Michael, wherever Michael is, he's at the toilet. Okay. Michael is going to pray for us whenever he comes back. There he is. There he is. Okay, so Michael, can you come up? And you're going to pray and close our service for us. Thank you so much. You okay? Do you want to come up so everyone can see you? Okay.
Hello, Father. Hello, children. Hey, one to bed. Very bedroom. Very bedroom. Forgive me. You met a lion today. Thank you for God. Thank you for everything. And thank you for Jesus. Thank you for everything.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Wasn't that just powerful? Oh, I'm talking with three microphones.
definitely did not mean the third one. But yeah, God loves the boys and girls today, and we've seen how much that some of them love him. And I just want you to remember that God is so faithful. So thank you so much for listening, everyone. And I'll just pass on to the pastor, I think.
Thank you for reminding us of the seed that's sown into hearts, and it's your responsibility to let God's word hide deep in your heart and respond to it. I've been saying over and over again, it's not about the amount of knowledge, it's the application of what we know that makes the difference. Now we're going to get you all to stand and sing us hymn 726, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know, For the Bible Tells Me So. And then we're going to have a prayer, and then everybody has to sit down again, because we have got a lot of prizes to give. Isn't that right? Yes. So this is the big exciting part, isn't it? So let's all stand and sing Jesus Loves Me, This I Know. Thank you very much. Now, Father, we thank you that that truth is so real, that Jesus loves us. We thank you. The evidence, Lord, is all around us. But, oh God, the evidence points back to 2,000 years ago when Jesus, the Son of God, died in our stead and in our place, taking upon himself our sin and the punishment of them that we might be forgiven. And, oh God, we thank you that the truth of the fact that Jesus loves me is not in doubt. Lord, what is in doubt is whether we love him back. And Lord, we know that the greatest evidence and proof of the fact that we love him is that our lives are totally ruled and directed by him, owned by him. And that seed, as it goes deep into our hearts, produces the fruit of righteousness, obedience, faithfulness, reflecting the very character of the one that saved us. Bless, Lord, the boys and girls, and especially the boys and girls of this church. We pray, God, that each one of them will react and respond to God's word in their hearts, and for their mums and dads as well. We pray and ask, Lord, that they too may be followers of Jesus. Thank you for your love. We look forward, Lord, tonight to listening and hearing from the youth, the young people of our church. We pray, dear God, that you'd be with them as they minister to us. For Aaron, as he brings your word, we pray that you will fill his heart and mouth with the things of God that you want to communicate to us this evening. We ask it in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.